This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Okay.
Oh, we're on?
Yeah.
Oh. Right now? Right fucking now?
Not now, but
fuck?
Right
There's
now.
No warning? Nothing.
She went like this.
Oh, I wasn't looking. I was looking in my phone. Hey, welcome to the Week in Review.
Here we go.
Live Facebook podcast. I'm Chaz. AJ is in a hospital bed right now. Pam's over here.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
I just asked AJ if he wants to participate over the phone on this, and I haven't heard back from him.
Hmm.
Now, this was, I texted him like 15 minutes ago. What the hell can this guy be doing right now? He's
eating
in a hospital bed.
That's Pam says it's
eating ice. That's the only thing I can think.
It's ice time. Ice feeding time.
Ice time. Eating ice. What the hell? AJ, what the fuck?
Come on, man.
Yeah, what else? Could maybe it's his sponge bath time.
Do they have to give him a bath? I think he could go in the shower himself, right? So he's got intravenous, and he's got one of those like poles with the bags
the
hanging
off.
Yeah, but he's not like...
And he's got a shower in his room.
He's
in a solo room. He's in a room by himself.
Wow, that's pretty good.
He's living large, and he's got his own shower. So,
and he's got a room where he could see the water and everything.
He could see his home, Long Island.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's
Dr.
pretty
Dr. Rao
nice.
Did him so, well, man.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he's doing right now, but does he have to, like, would he get sponge baths, or would someone give him, would he shower himself, or would he get sponge baths?
I don't think he would let anyone do it.
No, he'd be so embarrassed.
I don't think he would.
Shit.
We should just call him.
Well, I have a feeling we're just going to get his voicemail.
I can try if you want me to.
I'll do it here. We're watching Facebook Live for your comments. And you know what? Let's add something different this week. Can we take phone calls?
Just tell
Wiggy we're going to take calls.
Sure.
Can you pan in there? So we're in the production room right now. I'm going to show you where I sit. That's the master control room there.
So if the phone rings, don't answer it.
Well, Phil is radioing into Wiggy to tell him not to pick up the phones because we're going to take the request lines now.
Wiggy goes, so I don't have to do anything? I go, no. He goes, I'm all in for that.
Yeah.
That's so Wiggy.
Here's the deal with this, and it can only be here. You could say any fucking thing you want.
Motherfucker!
Right?
Motherfucker.
This is raw phones. We're not on the radio. No FCC rules or regulations. So if you want to call in to our live Facebook chat, 1-877-764-2535. Oh, wait a minute. AJ. AJ. Oh, so I called him while we were talking to Wiggy, and we're in his voicemail right now.
What is he seriously doing?
What can
doing?
He possibly be doing? AJ. All right, so yeah.
Kevin Reagan says he's getting his balls powdered.
Bad visual. Bad visual.
He's like, stop calling me right now. This is very important.
A lot of people have been asking if he's okay. Get well soon. Get back soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we miss him.
We do.
I brought him a little stuffed kitty.
That photo, his face in that photo is amazing.
It looks like a 12-year-old, doesn't it?
He's like, this is my kitty.
Yeah.
I've been
like,
snuggled with it.
I want to pretend like I'm really happy, but I also want to look cool. So
that's exactly what he's doing in that picture.
By the way, wings from Pizza Co. in Stratford, across from Two Roads. Awesome wings. Amazing.
So freaking good.
And thank you to Jordan for driving all the way up to deliver them. That was awesome.
Yeah
nice real guy. Early in the morning.
Good,
I'm sorry,
guys.
I'm chewing right now. Any phone calls?
Not yet. Not coming in.
What the fuck, people?
I don't know.
Alicia Sear wants to know what happened to AJ.
Oh. Diverticulitis. So it was Tuesday, end of show. We had one break to go. And AJ comes in the studio and he keels over and he says, I don't feel good. I think I'm going to pass out. My stomach hurts. I'm achy. I have a fever and I feel nauseous. Mm-hmm. I'm like, go home right now. He said, I'll do the last break, and then I'm out of here. I'm like, okay. And so he goes home, stays home all day, doesn't talk to anybody. He sleeps. I text him around 3-4. I'm like, how are you looking for tomorrow? So I'm still feeling feverish. Long, 5-mile-long text of all of how he's feeling. I said, stay home again. Talk to Dr. Rao. We talked to him the next morning at 8:30. Like, have you called Dr. Rao? No, not yet. He had no plan yet.
Yeah.
Finally, he calls the doctor. Doctor says, you need to get in here right now.
So serious.
Goes to the doctor. Dr. Rao feels that he's in pain in his side. Thought it was appendix, and they were about to blow. Has anyone had that happen?
No.
I've heard stories where it blows, it's bad.
It's
and the
real
longer
bad.
It takes, blows. The more damage is done to your organs. So he goes to the hospital, and as they check him out, they find that it's not appendix, it's diverticulitis, which we learned a lot about this week, and I know Lappy had it, and a million members of the tribe have had it. But it's when a seed or a peanut gets stuck in an intestinal pocket and rots.
Ugh.
And then that rotting produces, it just kills that part of the intestine and that opens up. And then now like pus and infection gets into your system and it's very, very bad.
A couple of people have been commenting too. Tom said he's had it a couple times, not fun, especially the first bout. And then Tim said he's had it 3 times. Watch what you eat. You will get it easier now after having it the first time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great. I don't want it.
Well, when I got my colonoscopy, they cleaned my colon out. I mean, like the camera was going in and I'm watching. I'm like, wow, that's a clean colon. There is no poop. And it's like there's nothing in there.
Colon.
Like, wow, that's.
I love that you're bragging about the inside of your colon right
now. I got
now.
A clean colon.
It was pretty fucking clean for the stuff that I eat. Look at it, I'm eating chicken wings right now. I'm looking in there. I'm like, wow, there's no poopy at all. And then all of a sudden, I see this little peanut in the side of a little pocket.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. I'm done.
Do they take it out with like?
No, they don't. They left it in there.
Why?
No, they.
It's
they
no
don't
big
have
deal?
A machine that can grab that.
They should, like a little robot.
Yeah.
A little peanut.
Well, they
finger.
Have a little machine that grabs the polyps.
They get the snipper, yeah.
The little snipper.
Oh, yeah. But it doesn't.
I guess they could do the peanut, but if they miss, guess what? Now I have a hole in my intestines.
Oh, I didn't think
my,
about that.
Or my colon.
Yeah.
So they need a snipper and a scooper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could just put an air hose up your ass or in your mouth and blow it out
yeah,
your
go
ass.
Down the other way.
Yeah. Any phone calls?
No phone calls.
All right. Well we're never going to do this again then.
What the hell?
You know what I think? I think if people are working and they can't get on the phone right now, it's not like they're driving into work. They're at work. So they're kind of watching this and they shouldn't be watching this right now. So that's fine.
Ann says it's official. Chaz is not full of shit.
Yes. Thank you, Ann. I'm not full of shit. Partially.
Just a peanut though.
Yeah, just a peanut.
Apparently Don Knapp, he's in the ER right now. I've had 2 attacks. First thought mine was appendicitis also.
Wow.
Is he there right now?
Is he on the table right now?
I can ask
him. Well, good luck,
Don.
Don, are you on the table right now? I don't have to. Yeah. Like, we're talking to him. I'm an idiot.
What, were you going to type it?
I was going to type it, yeah.
Yeah, oh my God. What's going on with you, man? Are you okay? All right. All right, well, that's all I had. And then Jamie Kennedy, the most awkward interview we've ever had with a comedian.
But still amazing.
I really liked it, though.
It was amazingly honest and raw.
Yeah.
And, you know, the guy just woke up. He drove an hour. And the first thing I asked him about is Louis C.K. And I said, people have known this for years, right? And it became very, very awkward. And he, you know, these guys, a lot of these comedians, they have a very strong opinion on this, but they're afraid to talk about it because this is the environment we're in now. You can't say shit without people jumping all over you. You know what's funny about this to me is that at the universities where at commencement they have people come up and there's only one message at every commencement you've ever gone to, mm-hmm. high school, college, the message is always, find your own voice, be yourself, don't fall in line with people,
mm-hmm.
be everything you can, speak your mind. But they leave out the part where it's like, speak your mind and speak the truth and find your voice only if it aligns with everybody else, right? Because it's sad that if, hey, all right, so Louis C.K. is a weirdo, okay? He likes to masturbate in front of people.
He's also been pretty honest about it.
He does talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you can be yourself in this world now. You can't. So the only thing I ask is, don't fucking say that in a commencement speech if you don't mean it, right?
Yeah.
All right. One thing we didn't do here is we show Megan every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Meg. She's upset
already.
Why?
Hi, Meg.
Say hi to Megan.
She takes her hair down.
I want to look good.
Yeah.
Why? Your hair looks fine. Don Knapp is not on the table. He's getting ready for his CAT scan.
Yeah.
Very good luck to you, Don.
Oh, good times. Hey, and I especially want to thank Dave Riley for coming in and filling in. You know,
yeah,
you got to have that person on the show. Whether it's AJ, Dave, I mean, there's no replacing AJ, but to have him here was really made life easier for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I did like the little jokes, the AJ jokes that he threw in every once in a while.
Right,
he did.
The puns. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You can tell he spends a lot of time with AJ.
Oh my God, right? He knows exactly what he would have said.
He's a funny fucking guy.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of comedians, there are a lot of talented comedians, but you know, you could put together an act over years and be funny. But this guy is funny on the spot. He's just a really funny guy, and we really appreciate him. Elks Club tomorrow in Naugatuck for veterans. That's Saturday the 11th.
Yes.
Right? And then Sunday I'm in North Haven. You can look it up at chazandajandthemorning.com. Mm-hmm. You got any plans, Pam?
Yeah, I'm going for brunch with Megan Dahl.
Megan Dahl?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. We try to
Send me a video.
Okay.
Megan Ass is her name.
Megan Ass.
What's that from?
Just say that. Just say, Megan Ass is my name.
Okay. I will.
Please do it. Make a video of you saying that.
Megan.
And then get her reaction.
Ass is.
You got to shout it, though. Like, you can't just say it. You got to shout it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drunk.
Shout.
So totally do it. Like, yeah.
Oh, so I'll drink a lot
Megan.
Of.
At the end
Marys.
Of brunch. Yeah. After you've had all right. your drinks.
Okay. Megan Ass is my name.
Yeah.
And Allison from the Ridgefield Playhouse.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep. And Sandy from Bridgeport PD.
AJ's just checking in now.
Oh.
I'm going to call him on speaker because we could do this a lot faster and we're wrapping up. So we're looking for a full report and videos, Pam, from that. That sounds fun.
I'll be a journalist.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Say hi to Facebook Live.
Hello, Facebook Live.
All right, if anyone has any questions, we're just wrapping up here, so ask them quickly.
Okay.
We were just going through weekend plans.
Oh, cool.
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, let's see, I'll have some more IV.
Yeah?
I'll probably get poked and prodded some more. But I may be having some clears later on, so I look forward to that.
Oh. Okay. And clears are what? Broth?
Clears are either broth, or apple juice, or Italian ice, or even water.
Wow.
Water.
Oh,
water.
Yeah.
So he can't drink water right now?
He can't even drink water.
Right now?
Yeah, no, I've not been able to touch anything. I was able to have ice chips, and they taste like garlic.
I wonder if that's just Bridgeport water. I think that was garlic. Know.
Ask him about the sponge baths.
Sponge baths.
Sponge baths. Yeah, that's a thing of the past. They don't do it anymore.
Wow, really?
Now they hand you a bunch of stuff and say, in case you want to clean yourself here.
Here!
You give yourself your own sponge bath.
Yeah, and they don't have sponges. They give you like a washcloth and towels and stuff, and they give you a fresh Johnny coat and say, go have at it. Which, by the way, when you have an IV, everything is a pain in the ass. I mean, even
have you showered? I can't hear you. Hey, act like you're calling into a radio show, talking to the mouthpiece.
Okay. I am talking to the mouthpiece.
Now you are.
There he is.
Have you showered?
Every time, everything you do when you have an IV is amazing. Like even going to the bathroom, because you got to watch where the IV cord goes, doesn't go in the toilet while you're peeing, and you can't shoot at it. The other one.
Why would you shoot at it?
AJ. All
right. Carry that business.
We need shorter answers because we're getting questions for you. Did you take a shower?
No, doctor's orders only.
Okay.
Kyle wants to know if the nurse let AJ look at her feet.
Of course, Kyle.
We had a...
Let it die, Kyle.
All right, guy.
All right, guy. All right.
We had a nurse call in the show today anonymous said she walked in on you buffing the Falcon, the Fairlane, polishing the Fairlane.
That's funny. No, the Fairlane's in the garage where it belongs.
All right. We're speaking in code here.
That's funny.
Yes, I know. But no polishing of the Fairlane's happened at all.
All right. Any other questions for AJ?
Not that I see, but we do have a call. Nope, gone.
Okay.
Gone.
All right, we're good. We're going to wrap it up. So have a good weekend. We hope
thank
to
you.
See you early.
Hope like, you graduate to the clears.
Yeah.
Right?
So you think you're getting out Monday?
So far, yeah, unless it changes.
All right. Let us know if you can come in on Tuesday.
Will do.
All right. Scream at the top of your lungs now. Motherfucker!
Motherfucker!
That's pretty good.
No, louder.
Come on.
There's a nurse on the other side of the door.
Just do it.
They'll hit the red light on you.
MF-er!
Wait, what did you say?
MF-er. All right, brother. Get well.
Thank you.
Kyle says no more fried bologna. He's got to get healthy. No more num-nums. No more num-nums for the hungry boy.
Who's a hungry boy?
Who's a hungry boy?
AJ's definitely hungry.
He's hungry boy of all hungry boys.
One more thing. We got this pasta dinner on Wednesday, and I know $25 sounds like a lot of money for a plate of pasta, but there's meatballs, there's pasta. Mm-hmm. It's at Vazzi's in Monroe, my favorite Vazzi's. And, you know, we need your help here. So we want to help kids. All the money goes to the toy drive. It's this Wednesday. What time does it start?
Six
o'clock. Come out. Eat with the morning show. $25. It all goes to the toy drive. Hope to see you there. We're linked up at ChazAndAJInTheMorning.com. I'm Chaz. AJ is at Bridgeport Hospital. That's Pam.
Num nums.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Megan's behind the camera. Happy Veterans Day, and thank you to all of our veterans and active service members. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Have a great week.
Yes.
Yay.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.